The King of Rome, written by Anthony Atkin and Alison Glossop.
You sure you want to do this?
I've said so, haven't I?
I don't want you biting off more than you can chew, that's all. They'll have you against the wall if this goes rotten, you know that. And me alongside.
You needn't come if you don't want to.
I'm coming because you've asked. Doesn't mean for 1 minute I think your head's screwed on right. Finish your pint. We don't want Battersby banging his gavel at us for being late.
Go and look at those pantry shelves and tell me what's sitting there. Go on. Precious little is the answer. And what there is more down to me scrimping and saving than anything you've been bringing home. You've no idea. Your head's so stuck with feathers and bloody birdseed.
We get by well enough.
You see a tin on the shelf and you think all's well with the world, no considering how it got there. Better know now. I was offered a hardship card. I'm taking it. I'm taking it, Charlie. Enough's enough. We've barely a penny to our names. We can't manage without a bit of help. Not anymore. A few vegetables, scraps for the weekend. It's not much, but it's enough to see us through.
I can't provide for you. That's what you're saying.
We need help. I need help. You've been failing me. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. And you can't go relying on your birds for an answer. Not anymore. You've done your best. But it's over.
Elizabeth.
No, Charlie. It's over.
That's the last one on the cart. You know what I said. You tell Charlie, if he changes his mind, he knows where these birds are. It's the least I can do for him. Whenever he has the money, you tell him that.
His mind's set on it, Arthur. He'll not be changing it now.
Well, if he does, that's all I'm saying. Perhaps I ought to have a word.
He's probably best left alone, Arthur. He's up on the common away from this.
Aye. Well, all the best when you see him. I'll look after his birds, lass. Make sure he knows that. Go on, boy.
For more information, please visit our website at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.